You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These are unusual times. Is that a fair thing to say? I mean, I think so. How much more unusual do things have to get for the price of a barrel of the U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate to close today at -$37.63 for a barrel of oil? Now, a couple of things you need to know. Number one, these are May futures contracts, which expire tomorrow afternoon.
Suppose I'm a trader and I have a position on, meaning that I have a May contract to accept the delivery of a barrel of oil after my contract expires tomorrow at 1:30.
That's Amalie Carlton. She's a lecturer in the economics department at Rice.
If I don't want the physical delivery of that barrel of oil, I'm going to sell that contract in the market.
Physical delivery is the key here, gang. We have been telling you about the oil glut and how storage is the hot commodity in the commodities market.
So what they're doing is they're selling the contracts, and they're selling them continually such that the price for the May contract, so many people don't want these barrels of oil, the price is negative.
So what happened here? The deadline for the May futures contract, as Amalie said, is tomorrow afternoon. So if you hold that contract come expiration time, you have got to take actual, here, sir, are your 1,000 barrels of crude oil delivery. And storage right now is at a premium and so is really, really expensive. So you are desperate because you don't have anywhere to put it to unload that contract, even if you have to pay somebody $37.63 a barrel to take it off your hands. Now, it's important to know that part of the craziness today, and truly it was craziness, was because of that expiration tomorrow. June futures, which start trading tomorrow, are a much more reasonable, although still crazy low because of the crash in demand, $20-something dollars a barrel. We'll do oil prices tomorrow on the program. We'll let you know where they stand. All right. Now, how about another pillar of this economy gone slightly through the looking glass? If you need to borrow money right now, interest rates are really, really low. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage, says Freddie Mac, is about 3.3%. If you can get a mortgage, that is, because as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, lenders are making it harder.
Millie Ruiz Wagner is a mortgage lender in the Chicago area. Just weeks ago, she says a 580 credit score out of 850 was good enough to get a mortgage. These days, she's not seeing many loans approved for under 640.
I got caught with people who were pre-approved with, you know, credit scores under 640, and I had to stop, regroup, help them fix their credit so they can get back in the buying market.
Because people do still want to buy homes, and even more people want to refinance existing mortgages. But Joel Kahn, an economic forecaster at the Mortgage Bankers Association, says that's getting harder to do. The group's Mortgage Credit Availability Index fell last month to its lowest level in 5 years.
And with the gloomier economic outlook and a full month's worth of data in April, I think we can expect to see more conservative lending, and so thus, you know, a decline in credit supply.
According to data firm Black Knight, nearly 3 million borrowers have delayed their mortgage payments through forbearance. Michael Neal with the Urban Institute says that's leaving lenders less money and less confidence to make new loans.
You're less able to secure a mortgage, and then if you are, you're going to pay a much higher mortgage rate.
And that will especially hurt minority and younger borrowers, he says.
Because they typically have lower credit scores.
And it's not just credit scores. Lana Jern is a broker at Uptown Mortgage in Denver. She says lenders are taking a closer look at borrowers' finances. One lender required her client to prove his tenants had paid their rent in March and April, something Jern had never seen.
So it's their prerogative, of course. But some of it, I think, is a little overreactive. But then again, it's not my money.
And it is likely to further slow down home sales. One builder I talked to said he'd lost clients this month because they couldn't get financing. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.